Alan Watts coming to you from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting's annual meeting that's taking place this week in Kansas City, Missouri. A lot of topics on the agenda this year that will be discussed during the National Association of Farm Broadcasting's annual meeting over the next few days. Among those, the importance of AM radio. Tom Brand, Executive Director of National Association of Farm Broadcasting, talked about why this is such an important issue for farming and agriculture and for rural America.
The AM Radio in Every Vehicle Act is such an important piece of legislation, both in the House and in the Senate. We continue to gain some co-sponsors on that legislation. Last count that I saw was over 180 in the House and pushing the 40 mark in the Senate. So we know legislatively we've got good support, but there are some auto manufacturers that are looking to eliminate AM radio from the dashboard of their vehicles. And we feel like not only is it a good connecting point for communities across the country, but it's the emergency alert system. It's being able to tell people whenever there's a storm on the front, whether it's a thunderstorm that's coming, a tornado, a hurricane, a flood, or a national emergency. Having AM radio in place, that's the backbone of that emergency alert system. And so AM radio and Every Vehicle Act that we've been focusing on is a piece of legislation that we hope gets wrapped up quickly by both the House and the Senate and moves on to the President's desk for signature, just so we can guarantee that AM continues to have a place for folks in their vehicles in the future.
And I think what's neat about convention, Tom, this is our 80th gathering, and it really is just like Kara talked about the fact that it's a homecoming, and really this is a big homecoming for farm broadcasters and our friends from across the country.
You know, we will see each other at different events and different meetings throughout the year, but collectively, this is the time that we get together. You know, we have got about 130 farm broadcasters that are coming in, and a good portion of the membership that'll be there. It is a homecoming. There's a lot of hugging that takes place and handshaking and just a lot of good fun. I really compare it to a family reunion as much as I do a convention, just because the camaraderie that farm broadcasters have with each other. It's a big family, it's a happy family, and our convention is always a time of celebration.
Yeah, I think it's fun. Look forward to seeing you there. I know it's a big time for you as well, and it takes a lot of folks behind the scenes to put this on. You have a great staff that works with you at NAFB to make this happen every year, Tom, and you pull in some volunteers too.
We do. We've got a full-time staff of six at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, and then we bring in some other folks that'll help us execute this program, volunteers as well as some additional paid staff that'll come in for this time together. We're real fortunate that I think everyone sees convention for what it is, such an important piece of our association history as well as building towards the future. It's an exhausting project to work on, but it's a very fun project to work on, and so we look forward to this annual gathering each year. I think what also makes it feel a little bit more like coming home is we have called that Western Crown Center home since they opened their doors. We are the longest customer in the history of the Western Crown Center in Kansas City. And there are so many of the staff people. There's actually a few original staff people that are still on board at the Westin, and they know folks by name. I remember it wasn't very many years ago, there was a bartender there. He could tell you what people's favorite drink was, and he was only seeing them for, you know, two or three days out of the year. So that's the kind of connection that we have, not only with each other, but also with the place that we hold the convention to.
Our guest today, National Association of Farm Broadcasting's Executive Director Tom Brand, reporting from Kansas City from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting's annual meeting. I'm Alan Watts with your Ag Edge.